Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the Ventura Center for Spiritual Living. I'm Reverend Bonnie Rose. It's great to see you here this morning. Let's start our celebration service by standing up and singing together. Love is my decision. You'll find it on the left side of your program. Sing it and we'll know it's true. Here we go. With the group affirmation that's right below the song we just sang. Hi, how are you?
Good. All right. Where are we?
Today,
I surrender to absolute reality and love better than I can love. When love is my only source, I love beyond my capacity to love. And so it is.
Thank you. All right, so let's go ahead and love one another. Say hello, get a handshake, get a hug.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Bill Hadris with Youth and Family. I don't know if y'all remember last week, we had a big old debate if God was a man or a woman. Remember how it ended? Yeah, me neither. But I'm thinking we concluded something about that everything was God, maybe? Remember that? And love?
Sounds about right.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Everything was love? Well, today, I think if you look around, you're going to see a lot of differences. So I invite you to stand up and look at someone to your right or left and kind of figure out who's taller, who's shorter. Now, look at your clothes. Who's got more buttons? Who's got more buttons on their clothes? How about hair? Who's got longer hair?
How about bigger hair? Bigger hair. Yeah, I think Ethan has the biggest hair. Yeah.
How about eyes? Who has darker eyes? Look at your eyes. Now we can look at all these things and see how different we all are, but which one makes us better than the other one?
Buttons? No.
Buttons?
Sorry. Sorry.
We'll talk afterwards.
Okay, all right, thank you.
We find nothing, because everything is God, right? It's all the same, it's all one. So with that, I'd invite you to repeat after me and say, all is God.
All is God.
All is love.
All is love.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Great. You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the face of God. You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the face.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to our Center of Love. Be love, share love, serve love.
Hello. I can't hear you, honey. Okay, there you go.
It's getting close.
She backed up. Sing out, Louise.
Okay, so if you're a first-time visitor, please stop by our welcome table in the foyer of bookstore for a packet of information and a certificate for a free CD. Events, Christmas Eve sign-ups. This is your last chance to sign up, okay? And I'm sure that we need, like, animal handlers and pooper scoopers and things that need to be moved and some actors and people to get dressed up. So please sign up in Stanley's Hall. Interfaith Thanksgiving Service, Tuesday, November 13th, 7 p.m. at Ventura Seventh-day Adventist Church. Reverend Bonnie, Reverend Judy, and the choir. All-inclusive service that honors with gratitude for Thanksgiving. Our unique holiday boutique. If you need Christmas presents, this is the place to go. Sunday, November 18th, after service, 11 to 1 p.m. I love this, Pajama Sunday. You get to wear your pajamas. Bonnie always has special pajamas, doesn't she? Yep. Yeah. If they're not got any holes in them, okay. Her dog likes her pajamas. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, it's not that they're old. Okay, that's Sunday, November 25th. Unwind from the holiday and make yourself comfortable by wearing your pajamas to service. Save the date, the long and winding road, Saturday, December 1st, 7 p.m. This is pretty fantastic. And he hasn't done this in a while, has he, David? They do a unique journey through music of the Beatles, and it's pretty super. Young Adult Group, facilitated by Jen Luce, is this week. Safe space for those in their 20s and 30s. Tuesday, it's 6:30 to 8:30. And it says it's upstairs in the loft. I guess that's upstairs. I don't know. Outreach. We're collecting some items for Step Up Ventura to benefit homeless children. I guess 0 to 5 years old. I don't know what zero is. But they specifically need diapers, wipes, and underpants. This week, the midweek meditation service is the kindness meditation. And after service, if you would like a personal private prayer with one of our specially trained practitioners, we invite you to come up to the front of the sanctuary. And today's flowers are dedicated in loving memory of Debbie Frank, wife, mother, and best friend. We miss you and we love you, Jeff, Michael, and Bonnie.
Thank you. Thank you. Right. Thank you, Rita. Seeing as today is Veterans Day, I would love it if anybody who served in the armed services could stand up and let us acknowledge you. Thank you so much for serving. And now I'm inviting our giggling reverend practitioner to come up and lead us in prayer. Aww. Aww.
Everybody go look at Bob after service.
Oh, so cute.
A sexy sailor. All right. So just taking a moment to drop into that center within yourself that I know to be the place of love, the place where that energy of God resides. And just taking a moment to breathe into that heart center and allow it to expand in your body, softening your mind. And I know on the next breath that that love of pure spirit within radiates in and through and around me and in and through and around each and every person in this sanctuary. And so I know on the next breath, we just send that love out from the center to all who's in need today. And knowing that that love of pure spirit precedes everything, informs everything, inspires everything, I know that this day, today, is simply filled with love, with kindness, with grace, with joy. And I know that this day is blessed. And so each and every person who has been able to make it here today, each and every person who has served in the armed forces, I know is a blessing. And so as I know that this service unfolds perfectly, I know that love is here. And as I celebrate that and lift it up, I say thank you, God. And with gratitude and humility, I simply release my word into the law of love that's always in action for the highest good. And together we all say, and so it is.
And so it is, and so we allow it to be. As we rest and resonate in the place that Reverend Susan took us to with her beautiful words, we breathe, we relax, we let go, we let love as we listen to the words of our sacred reading.
Our Need for Thee by St. Francis of Assisi. In our ever-present need for Thee, beloved, let us know Your peace. Let us be Your instruments that break every shackle. For do not the caged ones weep? And give us our inheritance of divine love so that we can forgive like You. And let us be wise so that we do not wed another's madness and then make them in debt to us for the deep gash their helpless raging lance will cause. Darkness is an unlit wick, It just needs your touch, beloved, to become a sacred flame. And what sadness in this world could endure if it looked into your eyes? What is there to understand of each other? If a wand turned the sun into a moon, would not the moon mourn the ecstatic effulgence it once was? We are all in mourning for the experience of our essence we knew and now miss. Light is the cure. All else is placebo. Yes, I will console any creature before me that is not laughing or full of passion for their art or life. For laughing and passion, beauty and joy is our heart's truth. And so it is.
And so it is. So reaching into our heart's truth, which is bigger than any appearance of adversity, any appearance of sorrow, of darkness. We know that we bless the entire world with our song, with our self-remembrance, remembering the truth of who we are, that we are the beloved in flesh, in the human body. And so together as we sing, I am remembering who I am, let us remember this truth for ourselves. I am love. But also know it for all beings everywhere. We remember for everyone. Here we go.
I am remembering who I am. I am remembering who I am.
In the sweetness of this stillness, we rest and remember the truth for all beings. And then we breathe in deeply, and exhale, opening our eyes in love and service to what is, as it is, and so it is.
So it is.
Good morning. To dream an impossible dream, to fight an unfightable foe, to bear the unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave only go, to right the unrightable wrong, and to love the errant chase from afar, to try when your arms are weary, to reach an unreachable star. This is our quest, to follow your star, no matter how long, no matter how far, to love with a light without question or pause, to be willing to march in the unknown for that heavenly heart. And I know if we only are true to this glorious place, then our hearts will lie peaceful and calm when we lay to our rest. And this world will be better for this than one man torn and covered and scarred, still strove with every ounce of courage to reach, oh, to reach, reach your reachable.
Hello, hello, there I am, okay. Let's wait for the motorcycles to pass. Well, it's really good to see you all here today, and it's been quite a week for our beloved Ventura County, hasn't it? With the shooting in the borderline, and that the fires in the Thousand Oaks and Camarillo and wherever they may be burning today, and the winds and all of that, and I know that probably a lot of people, even if you're not even near the fire, just the smell of smoke in the air brought feelings up for many of us. So it's been a challenging week, And I just honor the fact that you're here today with your spiritual family and reaching deep and seeing what we can do to make sense of all of this. I don't know if the world has ever made sense. You know, when I look at history, it seems like there have been crazy times in the past as well, and now is certainly one of those kind of crazy times. It's easy to get sucked into feeling despair and feeling hopeless and feeling helpless, but I'm not sure that that really accomplishes anything. I think sometimes when we don't want to feel despair or helpless or hopeless, we start to feel angry. And I'm not sure that that gets us the result that we want either. How many of you are on Facebook? A lot of you. Did you miss it yesterday by any chance? A lot of you probably didn't have great internet connection yesterday. And I have to say, I didn't miss it very much. I've been watching two scenarios unfold on Facebook, two Facebook fights. And, you know, it's an interesting situation because I know all four, two people are fighting on this person's page, and this two people are fighting on this person's page, and I just look at it like it's a bad accident. I just can't look away. It's like an episode of Law and Order to me. I just want to see how it turns out. And what I'm seeing is that, since I know everybody involved in it, is I see that the truth is a lot more gray than people want to make it, because I know both sides of the story in both situations. And, you know, one in particular is talking a lot about the phrase, we have to speak truth to power. I am speaking truth to power. And I've always liked that phrase. I've always thought it was great. Yes, speak truth to power. But this situation on Facebook, where I know several sides of the story, not all sides, obviously, it's making me wonder if when we speak truth to power, if our truth is really the truth, or whether it's just our opinion. You know, in this spiritual center, we talk a lot about the absolute and the relative, and the absolute reality is the reality that encompasses everything. It encompasses all pairs of opposites and beyond. And our relative reality depends on our position in that reality. You know, something that seems really great to me, like a 17-pound rabbit living in my living room, might not be great for, say, Reverend Susan Burrell. Who knows? Yeah, she's saying no. So it's that, you know, we're all constantly imposing our opinion on reality and saying that this is the truth and this is true when maybe it isn't. So in terms of speaking truth to power, I had a thought that if it's not compassionate for both the self and the other, then perhaps it isn't really true. Because God is wholeness. Love is wholeness. And wholeness encompasses everything. So the jury's still out on that one for me. I'm looking for exceptions. I'm looking for loopholes, like W.C. Fields when he was dying. He's going through the Bible going, I'm looking for loopholes. But I still come back to that. If my truth doesn't include compassion for the other, then perhaps it isn't true. What I might prefer to say instead, and the title of this talk, is speak love to hate. Or, even deeper, is speak love to fear. Because hate is fear in disguise most of the time. So speak love to fear. The problem with that is, A, we probably don't want to do it, right? I'm just being honest here. We don't always want to do it. But the other thing is that we don't really know what love is either. That love is a word that gets bandied around a lot, and we don't really know what it means. You know, I remember reading one of Dr. Martin Luther King's speeches, and he said when he talks about love, he's not talking about sentimental bosh, as he said. It's a great speech, but he's not talking about sentimental bosh. So what is this love that we speak about? You know, when Gino contacted me and asked me my talk title, or I contacted you, or what have you, I said, well, you know, it's just your basic love your enemies speech again. Kind of what they hear every Sunday, but, you know, I know for me, I haven't gotten that down pat yet, and perhaps some of you have. If so, please, like I always say, come on up here, you can give the talk, because I may not be as qualified as you. But love is something else. You know, and when I love is something than we think it is. Love is also that absolute reality that our human brains can't quite fathom. To me, the closest people that fathom what love is are the mystics. That beautiful reading by St. Francis that Hugh did. And St. Francis and Rumi were, you know, they were so close. Hugh and I were just discussing that. When I think about what is love, how do I understand love, I think about, what would Rumi say? And Rumi said that in order to understand, I'm paraphrasing here, I'm going to give a whole bunch of Rumi paraphrases, but in order to understand love, we have to drink in sunset like supper. We have to drink in sunset like supper. We have to honor the birds and the trees and all of the beautiful flowers and see the face of God in all of those. That true love, love that encompasses everything, is birthless and deathless. That it is only breath. And that it is that place beyond the sides of wrongdoing and rightdoing, that place that we call Rumi's field, where when the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. And we are a center of love. We are here to be love, share love, and serve love. And that love that I spoke about, where the soul lies down in that grass and the world is too full to talk about, the love that loves our enemies, that's the kind of love I want to be, and I want to share, and I want to serve. I'm not the only one, not the only one in this room, but also some other ancient teachers talked about the kind of love that is so beyond our imagination. This week, some of you who are my Facebook friends know that my Facebook account got hacked. And not only that, let's see who's here. Okay, not only that, but I got an email that somebody said they hacked into my email and I had to pay them $976 in Bitcoin or they would reveal all of the illicit sites I had visited. Like, knock yourself out, you know. Occasionally I hear a vocabulary word on television that I don't understand and I look it up, but that's as far as that goes generally, so feel free. So I was talking about it with one of our congregants, and he is a Buddhist scholar. Maybe you can guess who he is. He might be married to the choir director. But anyway, he sent me this thing about loving your enemy and blessing those who curse you. This is from the Buddhist teaching. And the teacher is saying, monks, even if bandits were to carve you up savagely, limb by limb, with a two-handed saw, he among you who let his heart get angered, even at that, would not be doing my bidding. Even then, you should train yourselves. Our minds will be unaffected, and we will say no evil words. We will remain sympathetic with a mind of goodwill and with no inner hate. This is my favorite part. We will keep pervading these people with an awareness imbued with goodwill, and beginning with them, we will keep pervading the all-encompassing world with an awareness imbued with goodwill. Abundant, expansive, immeasurable, free from hostility, free from ill will. That's how we should train ourselves. Okay, I'm just, here we go. Yeah. Okay, yes, so it's called the simile of the saw. It's called the simile of the saw, which means that we don't necessarily have to take it literally. We don't necessarily have to take it literally, but the implication there, do we have to take it literally? Okay, we do. All right, whatever. He knows more than I do. But for those of us that are not likely to encounter a two-handled saw, the demand of that piece is that, yes, love does demand something of us. It demands that we receive it. It demands that we are unconditional, and it demands that we love beyond our capacity to love. Ew. You don't have to raise your hands, but is anybody stuck at a place with someone, perhaps, that you're having a hard time loving? Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. People are raising their hands. This is not confessional. You don't have to. You know, I would suggest not starting with the hardest person, but just start where you are. You know, Mother Teresa said that, I'm going to paraphrase this because I forgot to look it up, but because I didn't have any internet last night, hello. But Mother Teresa said that just start to love. Just start by loving one person. And she said, start with the person closest to you, next to you. So I have a story how this worked for me, how it almost didn't work for me, hopefully we'll be able to extrapolate the bigger principle from it. This happened with, it's nobody here, by the way, nobody here, I would say that, but it happened with a vendor, and I want to keep his identity, he's a repairman, and I want to keep his identity secret, because I love him, because I practice that saw business, and I love him now, okay? Anyway, let's say that he's a toaster repairman. He's a toaster repairman in Camarillo. But you know that he's not really a toaster repairman. And he's not really in Camarillo, is he? No. And by the way, if our toaster is like 30 years old, if that thing dies, let's go into the glue factory as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, I brought my toaster into this man to have it repaired, and I know him. I've brought other toasters to be repaired by him in the past, and I know that I don't really like to be around him. And why don't I like to be around him? Because he lectures me on how I should be. Out of the blue. I say one sentence that feels fairly benign to me, and then he starts lecturing me about how I should be. Now, am I the only one that struggles with that? I know. And it's kind of ironic given what I do for a living, you know, but let's just gloss over that part for now. But anyway, so he lectures me on how I'm supposed to be. Sure enough, I brought in my toaster and gave it to him, and he found fault with something that I said and lectured me about how I should be different. So I went home, I played this script in my head about how I don't like this guy. I don't like him, he's a bad guy, I don't like him. And then, of course, because I wanted to, you know, reinforce it, I told several people, my husband, some of my friends, I told them about this bad toaster repair man in Camarillo. When it came time to pick up the toaster, I was kind of dreading it. I put it off for a couple of days. I wasn't dreading it. I was just resistant to doing it because I knew that it wasn't going to be a fun experience. And I thought, you know, I should bring my toaster someplace else. And so I looked up for other places, and I saw the Yelp reviews, and I saw the Yelp reviews on this guy's shop. And you know what? Nobody likes them. 1 star. People saying, I wish we could give him 0 stars because of his personality. Oh my God, I felt so justified and so righteous. I was a force for good, leading the crusade against this toaster repair man. And then I talked to my husband. You know, I always say that relationship is really one of our greatest teachers. Not only marriage. Marriage is an awesome teacher. But also spiritual community is a great teacher because we grow in relationship. We grow as we bounce off one another. And I went to my husband and I was all excited about the Yelp reviews. And without judging me at all, he just said, oh, that poor guy. He probably doesn't even know how he's coming across. You remember? Probably not. Anyway, I felt like the Grinch. My heart grew 2 sizes. And I was determined to go in there with a different attitude. But I didn't know what that would be. And you know how I said earlier that we have to love beyond our capacity to love? I really think that's true. You know, in the Course in Miracles or something, it says that we don't really know how to forgive. We have to ask spirit or love or something greater than ourselves to forgive through us. And that's the same thing with love. We have to love beyond our capacity to love. Love demands that we do that. And often we have to just simply surrender and say, Spirit, show me how to love beyond my capacity to love. And so I did. I went into the store, into the toaster repair shop, and this man that I had once called an enemy was kneeling at the feet of a disabled person, a person with disabilities, and he was helping that person with his toaster. And then I went to the counter to wait for him. He asked me to wait for just a moment. And I went to the counter, and lo and behold, as I was waiting there, he was listening to a metaphysical tape, CD rather, a metaphysical CD about something esoteric and wise. He came up to me, he showed me the repair he had done on my toaster, and then he started to lecture me about something, and I just let it go, because it didn't matter anymore. So you see what happened in that scenario? This is what we do. This is what we do, what I do. What I do a lot is that I decide that I'm right about something. I decide that I'm right about another person's character or another person's personality or another thing that somebody is doing. I talk about it in my head, and then I engage others to support me, and then I engage more people to support me to make me feel more right, and I fail to see the presence of love in that person that is waiting to be recognized and waiting to come out. I've confessed. I do it. I've done it before. I'll probably do it again. But when we move into that place of allowing something greater than us to love through us, then doors and windows open and we see people anew. We see a deeper truth about them. Now you may be saying, okay, this is a toaster repair guy. This is not even really a toaster repair guy. This is somebody that, you know, it's a fleeting relationship. What do we do with the really, really challenging relationships in our life? You know, what do we do with the people in our one-on-one that we really can't get along with, or people that are in the news that are causing havoc and causing us distress? What do we do about all of that? You know, does being nice to the toaster repairman, does that make a difference? And I would say that yes, it does. Because we are put in these relationships for a purpose, a high and a holy purpose, to reveal love wherever we are. So wherever we are revealing love, that makes a difference. It makes a difference. You know, I think one of the things that we struggle with in times like these, and certainly having this spiritual community as we're evolving our vision to be love, share love, and serve love, you know, there are times when it feels like it's futile, like it's not working, like things are just not going well. Weeks like the last week we had can cause us, they can't really cause us to feel that way, but we feel that they cause us to feel that way, to feel like we're in despair, that things aren't working. And we have to look for the evidence that things are working, that the ripples are happening. I know that several of you, many of you perhaps, were at the Temple Beth Torah, where we did the synagogue. There was a synagogue service for the synagogue, Tree of Life Synagogue, and so we joined with other interfaith leaders, and we went there, and we sent out love mail. Some of you may not remember what love mail is. I don't think I have one on the lectern, but we have them for you this after service, by the way. They're these little postcards, and we're sending them to the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh that say, basically, we love you, and we support you, and we stand by you in these challenging times. And the reason that we did that at Temple Beth Torah was actually because of all of you. Because years ago, when we started sending love mail, people here wanted to do it. And so at one point, we sent them to Temple Beth Torah in Ventura, and Rabbi Lisa, the rabbi, remembered it, and she remembered how meaningful it was to them. And for us, it was just signing our name to a postcard and slapping a stamp on it and putting it into the mailbox with good intentions. But it meant something to Rabbi Lisa. I also ran into somebody there that we had sent love mail to. His name is Reverend Clyde, and he is the pastor of the American Methodist Episcopal Church. And he's, African Methodist Episcopal Church, thank you. Is that lucky? Thank you. And we had sent love mail to him, too, and we had also sent love mail to the police because of the interactions that were happening in the African-American community and the police, and just trying to love both sides of that situation, trying to reach out and support people. That was Lonnie's idea when she was board president, to reach out and support both sides and to bring forth the best in everybody. And I ran into Reverend Clyde at this beautiful service that we had at the synagogue, and I recognized him, and he recognized me, and he recognized us as someone that had sent him love mail years ago. And we hugged, and I asked him if I could call him Sister Clyde, and Brother Clyde, rather. Brother Clyde, and he asked if he could call me Sister Bonnie, and then later on we realized that we are Bonnie and Clyde, Reverend Bonnie and Clyde, that we are, as he said, gangsters for goodwill. Yes. So you see, all of these things matter. All of these things matter if our intention, if our heart is in the right place. The other day I was here at the center and I was working on some stuff, and it was a really long day. It was Friday and I was here for a long time, and I was working on this annoying software program that we're trying to mobilize, and I was working on learning notes for the interfaith service, and I wasn't learning a lot of notes, by the way, just so you know, and I was working on this fundraising thing that we're doing where we're bringing 17 children from the slums of India to Los Angeles to perform, and I got home after a very long day that ended with a rehearsal, and it was just a long, long day. I got home, and I was like, wow, that was a long day. Wow, I just felt like I was pushing a boulder the whole time, and I said to myself, wait a minute, look at what you did. You created infrastructure with a software system for a center of love. You learned notes that will be sung in an interfaith service that reaches out to our community and inspires greater love for everybody. You did the initial baby steps towards changing the lives of 17 children from the slums in India. So I invite you, this is not all about me, this is about us. Look at your day, every day, and reframe it. Hold a high intention. Hold an impossible dream. Thank you for singing that song. Hold an impossible dream about the kind of world that you want to live in. Do you want to live in a world of love? Do you want to live in a world of peace? Do you want to live in a world of harmony? Do you want to live in a world where people are civil and consider both sides of the situation? And if you want to live in that world, just hold that intention. Allow love to love within you, greater than you know, greater than your capacity to love. And then look back on the day and reframe your day in that context. That you probably took many, many baby steps that you weren't even aware of towards that vision, towards that impossible dream, towards that place of better love that starts in your own heart. One more small, big thing that happened this week for me, for us. I'm not sure if you guys realize how much of a contribution you are making simply by your presence here and simply by showing up and offering yourselves and your gifts to this community. It is quite remarkable. And there was one small gift that I received this week that made a difference to me, and I hope it makes a difference to us. I'm teaching foundations right now, got one more class left, and somebody, I don't know who, it was an anonymous gift, left a news article from the Ventura County Star on my table where I sit. And it was a story about a gentleman named Ken Parker, who was a neo-Nazi, and he was part of the riots in Charlottesville, and he cheered when people on the other side were killed. And suddenly, just through a series of events, he started to rethink his values. He participated in a documentary where he was interviewed by a Muslim woman, and at the end of it, he was calling her his friend. And then he struck up a conversation with one of his neighbors who is an African-American preacher of an Episcopal church. And he struck up this conversation with him, and the preacher invited him, this neo-Nazi, to attend the church. And he did, and he started having his white supremacist tattoos removed. And the article ends with the African-American preacher and this former white supremacist walking hand in hand into the Atlantic Ocean for a baptism. It said that this man, Ken Parker is his name, that he dipped his head in the ocean and he rose up to a new life. So whoever gave that to me, please let me know who you are after the service. I thank you. I thank you so much because it made a difference to me, and I think it made all of a difference to us. It made a difference to all of us. So that's what I'm doing here. That's what we're doing here. That's what you're doing here, and you're doing here, and you're doing here, and you're doing here. Everybody's doing here. We are doing the work of love beyond our capacity to love, taking it within, looking for opportunities to love where there is no love, and then rising up through this baptism of fire and water and violence and change, through this eternal baptism, rising up to create a new life together. Let's do that now, and let us pray. So we turn within and just rest in the awareness that all is love, that all is the wholeness and the fullness of spirit, that all is grace, that all is goodness, that all is God, that the life that is the life of love is unfolding and unfurling itself in mystical, mysterious ways that we don't always understand, but we know that it is there. We know that there is only wholeness to be revealed, and today we take on that task, that glorious duty of revealing wholeness. And so we unify with this principle of love. We know it is the truth of our existence. And we know that we have the capacity to be the love that we are, and we call forth that capacity right now. Right now, I know, and I speak in the first person, that I say the holy I am that refers to all of us. I know that I am love. I am peace. I am absolute truth. I am compassion. And I am doing the work of revealing holiness in everything. We trust and we know that Spirit is present in all beings. We allow the words of this message and the meditations of our hearts to lead us into greater and greater opportunities to expand in love and to deepen the work that we are doing on this planet. We say yes and we say thank you, and we trust Spirit in the process. We trust the holiness that wants to express through all beings. And so I'm just so grateful for this beautiful, beautiful Sunday. So grateful for all of the people that are showing up in the work of love. So grateful for life. So grateful for Spirit. So grateful for love itself. I bless all spiritual teachings, all paths to God, churches, synagogues, temples, mosques, ashrams. I bless fundamentalists and atheists. I bless all beings because all beings are a blessing. And with a heart that is so full of holiness and so full of wholeness, I say, thank you, Spirit. Thank you, God. And I release these words into the divine mystery. And together we say, and so it is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. I'm loving and trusting these beautiful blessings that flow through me. I simply know that generosity is the order of the day. And I give from a full place of goodness and grace, knowing that my gifts are miraculous, knowing that everything is unfolding perfectly, that our gifts bless many and return to us multiplied in miraculous ways. And so breathing in and breathing out, I prepare my gift and know that it is a sacred practice. And with a heart full of love, I invite you to please repeat after me. We trust in Spirit. God is the giver and receiver of all that we are. We offer our gifts. They are an outward expression of our inner abundance. Our gifts bless many and return to us multiplied in miraculous ways. Yes, and amen. Let us lift up the world with our gifts, and so it is.
Your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds. Try to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. We gotta be bold. We gotta be wise. We gotta be kinder. We gotta be smart. We gotta be tough. We gotta stay together. We gotta be cool. We gotta be calm. We gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said. Read the books your father read. Try to solve your puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you. Others take a different view. My, oh my, hey. We gotta be bold, we gotta be wise, we gotta be kinder. We gotta be tough, we gotta be smart, we gotta stay together. We gotta be cool, we gotta be calm, we gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Don't ask the question, it goes on without you, leaving you behind if you can't stand the pace. The world keeps on spinning, can't stop it if you try to. Next time is danger staring you in the face. Oh, oh. Remember, listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause your tears. Go ahead and release your fears. My, oh my. Hey, 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 yeah. We gotta be bold, we gotta be wise, we gotta be kinder. We gotta be smart, we gotta be calm, we gotta stay together. We gotta be cool, we gotta be wise, we better stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Hey, we gotta be bold, we gotta be wise, we gotta be kinder. We gotta be smart, hold your heart open. We gotta be cool, we gotta be wise, we gotta stay together. All I know is love will save the day. Love will save the day. You gotta open your heart, open your heart. We gotta be bold, we gotta be kind, we gotta be wiser. We gotta be calm, we gotta be cool, gotta stay together. We gotta be tough, we gotta be wise, we gotta be together. All I know, love will save the day.
Thank you. Good job, Gina. That was beautiful. Oh. Good job. Yay. All right. So, y'all, come and join us through those doors there. Get some great refreshments. There's the Love Mail postcards there. All you need to do is sign your name and put a stamp on it and send it off to Pittsburgh and change people's lives. Let them know that we're thinking of them. Be safe. Be well. Be in love. Let's do our affirmations and then we'll sing. Please repeat after me. I am a center of love.
I am love.
I share love.
I serve love.
Thank you for my love.
Thank you for my
life. And so it is. May peace prevail. Thank you.